Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, and you shall hear me in the winds. Know it is my thunder that gives a warning in the dark. Do not dare deny me through false tongue, my daughters. Do not anger me with senses of blindness. for you must run wild and free of injustice to celebrate me, and it is you who must call forth the storm of change. You are now listening live and always an archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Alagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my teaching, my walk, my works, along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, makes sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, I say. Today is Wednesday, Mercredi, November the 21st, 2018, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. Thai potions, Black Hawk Voodoo, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America. Some say the most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down that great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Please do join me here at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, for the Power Lunch, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. You are welcome to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad when you are ready with your question, comment, or request, and I will unmute your mic and bring you into the conversation. Please also be mindful my website, where I can be reached by various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. This is also where I accept your questions, comments, requests, RSVPs, and the like, by way of email at divineprince@houseofthedivineprince, truly and indeed a blessing. And do also visit our sacred stories, www.oursacredstories.com, for your tour and experience needs. All is truly and indeed a blessing. I welcome you. I invite you. I prepare a place for you to not only connect and reconnect with yourself, but also with the spirits also with the ancestors. For indeed, it is these shoulders, these broad and strong shoulders of our great ancestors for which we all now have our standing and our being. It is indeed the blood, sweat, and tears, the efforts of those who came before that have prepared a place for us that we are now blessed and able to prepare a place for each other and for others. And particularly in this journey of inner standing, this journey of not only understanding what's going on in the world, but inner standing, understanding who you are, who you be in the midst of this ever-changing, ever-evolving, ever-morphing, ever-transforming plastic earth plane existence for which we now share. Being clear about the truth, being clear about the history, being clear about lineage is essential to those who seek authentic understanding as it relates to voodoo. The voodoo religion at its cosmological, theological, ritual, and philosophical core is an African ancestral religion practiced largely today in West Africa, Haiti, New Orleans, and throughout the diaspora. Its fundamental tenets are the honoring of specialized deities typically born to Africans and honored along with their ancient and recent ancestors through specific ritual prayer, evocation, and celebration. At a basic level, these deities are often described and symbolized as forces of nature. I like to say powers, if you will, and are honored with specific rites unique to their element. They are headed by a dual god goddess known as Mawulisa, which has become viewed as masculine under African and then later West African patriarchy. It is the level of voodoo that is understood and practiced in popular culture. However, the voodoo religion is far more cosmologically complex and theologically grounded in the early development of African and global religious civilization than what is displayed in Western religious history and culture. The voodoo religion is estimated to have existed for more than 10,000 years, having its ancient roots in ancient Mesopotamia, Egypt, East Africa, India, Asia Minor, ancient Turkey, ancient Crete, Thessalonia, ancient Israel, and in ancient Afro-matrilineal Ionia, later known as Greece, and later in ancient Rome. It was in all of these locations where the African queen mothers established their powerful temples and theocratic empires. At their height, these African matriarchal empires reigned for more than 4,000 years, centuries before their conqueror by the Dorian Greek invaders in 6 to 7 BCE. Until the present, Western revisionist ancient social and religious history of these African matriarchs to the Dorian Greeks and have hidden their cultural theology under Greek mythology. The consequences of this action was intended to forever obscure the historical fact that the voodoo and other traditional indigenous African religious systems were one of the major African ancestral religions practiced all throughout the ancient world. Over the centuries, as the African matriarchs were conquered and their temples seized or destroyed, they migrated westwardly, ultimately settling into the West African region, the region having adopted to the cultural and language nuances with each new settlement and wave of immigrants. currently Benin, Ancient Dahomey, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Brazil, and Haiti are credited with being the home of the voodoo religion by Western scholars. However, the actual number of its practitioners and adherents throughout the world are far more numerous. Haiti is universally credited by Western scholars of developing and introducing the voodoo religion into America. Haiti is also credited as the location where voodoo reached its highest philosophical and cultural development. These historical claims, though popular, are categorically untrue. Haiti is not where the voodoo religion was born, nor is it where it reached its highest pinnacle of philosophical, ritual, and theological development, nor did they introduce the religion into America. The voodoo religion was being practiced in America long before Haitian influence. There were already powerful voodoo priests and priestesses and numerous voodoo temples present in Louisiana and throughout the United States, many never having even encountered a Haitian. Lack of the fundamental understanding by Western cultural experts of what it means to be voodoo as it is known and understood in Western African cosmology is largely responsible for the perpetuation of this myth. African descendants in the New World owe much to Haiti, an independent proud republic since 1804. As a result of their victory, Haitian voodoo, having its ancestral roots in many West African indigenous religions, is the most commonly known African religion to have survived and flourished in the New World. However, though always miscredited by Western historians and New Age converts, Haiti is not where the voodoo religion was born, nor is it where it reached its highest pinnacle of philosophical, ritual, and theological development. The voodoo religion is estimated to have existed for more than 10,000 years, having its ancient roots in many parts of the ancient world, Egypt, the Middle East, East Africa. Additionally, in more recent times, what is not widely known nor extensively researched is voodoo's history in America, more specifically among the Ewe and other West African groups enslaved in America who brought the voodoo religion directly from West Africa. It had been assumed because the Africans enslaved in America were not as numerous as those in Brazil or the islands, that somehow their family spiritual lineages died out when the religions were violently suppressed. Somehow we still accept the narrative that we have no gods, we have no religion, we have no lineage, as if we somehow popped up out of the ground along with the corn and the cotton and the other products produced through white supremacy and enslavement here in the Americas, and particularly in North America. It is widely acknowledged that the voodoo religion is largely the result of the importation of Africans, mainly from the West African kingdom of Dahomey, present-day Benin, to include Togo, namely from the Ewe and Fon groups. The Ewe are the major group. The Fon, Mina, Adja are subgroups who reside primarily in Togo, southern Benin, southeast Ghana, and scattered all throughout West Africa, where brought to America's shores in the early 1800s via Louisiana. With them came the voodoo religion, which underwent the same religious persecution as the Congo, and Europe forcing it underground as it had existed until recently, many priests and priestesses, especially those who are prosperous, were murdered and forced off their land. Many born to serve their divinities and ancestors found other discreet ways to manifest their spirits. Many, out of fear, simply forgot, triggering future generations on their own ancestral quest to seek out its spiritual source, its spiritual meaning, to remember that which some of our ancestors, through oppression, were forced to forget. Fear forced them to forget. The Voodoo religion is estimated to be as old as 10,000 years, and it is the official religion of Benin, where thousands flock to her shores from surrounding nations to attend its annual festivals and partake of its ancient rituals and ceremonies. Contrary to popular belief, Voodoo is not a monolithic religion. Though the official religion of Benin, it is not the only country where Voodoo is practiced. Many nations and regions throughout Togo, Ghana, Senegal, Cote d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Nigeria, and other West African nations practice different variations of the Voodoo. That is culturally, linguistically, and ancestrally distinct and indigenous to their own group. They are not imports from Benin. Indeed, folk magic that is known in the Americas as hoodoo, contrary to what is being promoted as an exclusively Congo import, also was a fully developed tradition in Dahomey and was also brought over to the Americas on the slave ships through the Middle Passage by the Ewe groups. As the magic and beliefs of the common people, consider this quote, extracted from an 1890 expedition by A.B. Ellis of the slave during his visit to Togo. Ellis observed and commented, amulets, omens, and various superstitions among the Ewe. Since the name even of a person should fall into big hands, since the name even of a person should fall into bad hands, may be used to the detriment of the bearer. Of course, anything that has belonged to a man, especially anything that has formed part of or his it's coming out of, forgive me, y'all, I'm trying to read a quote written in a very different time period using a different grammatical order of English, so forgive me. Since the name even of a person should fall into bad hands, may be used to the detriment of the bearer, of course, anything that has belonged to a man, especially anything that has formed part of or has come out of his saliva or the feces can be used for a similar purpose. Some nail parings that belong to a man recall that man to the mind of the native, and the subjective connection, which was terminated when the parings were cut, is still also unbroken, and that anything that is done to them will be felt by the body to which they belong. Hence, it is usual for pieces of hair and nail to be carefully buried or burned in order that they may not fall into the hands of sorcerers. And even the king's saliva is carefully gathered up and hidden or buried. Magic powers are very numerous. One kind, when blown against a door or a window, causes it to fly open, no matter how securely it may be fastened. Another, when thrown upon the footprints of an enemy, makes him mad, or we would say crazy or developmental health in today's English, in today's vernacular. A third, used in the same day, neutralizes the evil effects of the second. And a fourth destroys the sight of all who look upon it. And this was written and recorded by A.D. Ellis, those of the slave coast of West Africa, 1965, page 94 through 99. Though most of the records regarding the exact number of many ethnic groups of Africans enslaved in America is not, nor will fully be known. Anecdotal records, slave journals, biographies, wills, federal census records, etc., do exist as to specific ethnic enslaved populations and their approximate geographical locations. It is another reason why I strongly encourage the DNA work be done. Some of these resources, not only do they present DNA in an attempt to build sort of a lineage, if you will, but also release documents, records, journals, biographies, wills, federal paperwork by means of these newer modern sites. And so I strongly encourage in your ancestral journey, in your seeking connection to your roots, in your seeking understanding, that you also have that ancestral work done. What exists is often important in the dots to building a better understanding of not only who you are today, but who stood up for you, who laid the foundation, who showed us specifically are we standing upon. Many of these names have been lost to time. Some have been appropriated, bastardized, absorbed, misused, branded even in some cases by other people. Aunt Carolyn Dye was a famous hoodoo woman, a two-headed doctor who lived in Newport, Arkansas. Details of her life are fairly sketchy. According to one blues historian, Stephen C. LaVere, she was born in 1810 and died in 1918 at the age of 108. According to another, Paul Oliver, she died in 1944. Neither story completely fits the evidence. However, there's a very common photo that is circulated in social media of Aunt Carolyn Dye. This sort of like a stock drawing just above her head with her name imprinted in it. And so many of you of my listeners are familiar with this image of Aunt Carolyn Dye. She is described as a business of some sort, and she wears clothes of the earliest 20th century. This image shows up on a business card or a souvenir card of some sort and was distributed as Dye's card, a means of connecting with her, contacting with her. But again, all we have is this vintage photograph. We don't have much else to speak to who she really was. And so without us doing the work, filling in the blanks within our own families, within our own lineages, telling our own stories, we will not begin to fully comprehend the power that sits just beneath us, the power that exists within each and every one of us as an individual, but also as a collective, as a community. I'm grateful for those who are walking this journey with us. I'm grateful for those who are taking this challenge for themselves, from every demographic of our community, Because ultimately, as we continue to empower ourselves, we empower each other, and we empower the greater community. I invite you, as always, to continue to be present here with me in this square circle, this sacred space of gods and goddesses at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. We also invite you to write down and prepare your questions, comments, or requests for area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This opens your mic. I'll be more than happy to bring you into the conversation. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my grease suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratched at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit.
Congo Square. The Omas Indians prepared this place for us, centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Olmos Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Olmos Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate whip out of us. But no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Beat,
so.
Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Remember.